Colleges and universities are raising concerns about provisions in the House Republican tax overhaul. They say those changes will increase the cost of college for many students and their families while also cutting into endowments at private schools. The plan would impose a 1.4% excise tax on college endowments at private universities, at which the endowment is more than $100,000 per student. That's a small percentage on a big number. GLT's Charlie Schlenker talks with Illinois Wesleyan University President Eric Jensen about higher ed concerns.
Well, first off, I think this bill's in flux. My understanding is that the new, today's version or yesterday's version of H.R. 1 had upped that limit to $250,000 per student. To put that in perspective, $100,000 per student means that we're going to draw roughly 5% in income off of that, and we're going to use that for scholarships. So $100,000 in endowment generates $5,000 in scholarships per student. That's not exactly consistent with the picture of these wealthy institutions that are sitting on their resources. It's true. We're financially very secure. We have an endowment that's over $200 million. But when you actually think about how that's used, at $5,000 per student, it's hardly excessive. We give something like $25,000 in average scholarships per student per year. And so this endowment that apparently is big enough to be taxed is in fact generating something like a fifth of the total support that we give to our students. Our net tuition on average for an entering student last year was about $21,000, even though our stated tuition was $46,000. So there's a picture of elite, unaffordable institutions that are hoarding their resources. In our case, nothing could be farther from the truth.
So where is a healthy limit then for that sort of calculation? What qualifies as super wealthy that should be taxed, and where is the cutoff for people who are comfortable but really not doing much more than getting by?
Well, I think it's bigger than you might think. Think about a place like Grinnell. Grinnell has a famously big endowment for a place that's not much bigger than us because they had Warren Buffett, in large part because they had Warren Buffett managing their portfolio, and he appears to be pretty good at what he does.
Sweet.
Yeah. So they've got more than $2 billion. We've got more than $200 million, and they've got a student body that's roughly the same size. And so that means that instead of $5,000 per student, if they chose to use it all for scholarships, they could use it at $50,000 per student. What that lets them do is open the door very wide to students that have very little ability to pay. They can offer students essentially full scholarships and bear it out of that endowment and have a little bit left over for some of the things that they need to use an endowment for. So even a big-sounding endowment like $2 billion isn't really that big if it's put to use in service of students. And then, well, is $10 billion big? Is $60 billion or whatever the Harvard number, is that a big number? Yes. And then, in fact, there's even some evidence that some schools have been using offshore, that the Paradise Papers are showing that some schools are using offshore tax havens as a way of sheltering some of these very large reserves. I think the question is more about purpose than amount. And if it's really about hoarding endowments for endowment's sake, I think we may have an issue.
Illinois Wesleyan University President Eric Jensen speaking with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to Sound Ideas on GLT.